Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Cauvery Seed Company's Q3 and nine months FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Joining us today on this call are Mr. Mithun Chand, Executive Director. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risk and uncertainties. For a list of such considerations, please refer to the earnings presentation. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mithun Chand. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome, everyone, to our quarter three, nine months financial year 2024 earnings conference call. We hope you have had a chance to review the presentation of our results, which is also available on our website. I will touch upon the operational financial performance of the company and then open the floor for question and answer session. Revenue from operations was at 981.89 crores as compared to 939.93 crores, registered a growth of 4.46%. EBITDA was at 321.13 crore as compared to 303.67 crore, increased by 5.75%. Net profit was at 290.22 crore as compared to 280.93 crore, registered a growth of 3.3%. Cash on books stands at 587 crore as against 403 crore. Quarter three financial highlights. Revenue from operations was at 118.47 crore as compared to 123.49 crore, down by 4%. EBITDA was at 22.25 crore and net profit at 11.66 crore. As envisaged, maize and vegetables are growing in both volumes and revenues, and the same trajectory will continue in the coming quarters too. Company continues to deliver good realizations in both cotton and rice in spite of volumes remaining stable. Increasing trend of new products contribution in bajra and maize. Efforts in exports yielding results and put the company on the fast track in international markets. On a quarterly front, other income was down by 19.14 crore, and depreciation increased by 1.5 crores, and the rest all it remained flat. The higher other income in quarter three financial year 2023 was on account of redemptions done from investments made by the company for the implementation of early buyback done during the last financial year. As part of our continuous endeavors to reward our investors, the company had announced a buyback of shares at rupees 275, up to rupees 325 crores. Operational highlights. Cotton volumes are stable, but revenue increased by 6.03%. The contribution of new products was up from 45% to 59.67% of volumes in bajra. Hybrid rice volumes are stable, but revenue increased by 9.26%. Selection rice volumes are stable, but revenues increased by 8.16%. Maize increase in maize revenue by 5.36%. Contribution of new product was up from 36.67% to 49.45% of volumes in maize. Vegetable seed sales volume increased by 22.13%, and revenue increased by 24.4%. Revenue vegetable crops like bitter gourd, tomato, okra, and watermelon have showed good performance. Contribution from exports to revenue has increased by 139%. I will now open the floor for question and answer.
Thank you very much. We'll now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Siddharth Dand from Goodwill. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. So my first question was, you know, employee benefit expenses have really shot up this quarter, and it's our highest ever for any quarter. So any reason? Is it any one-offs, or is it a higher expense in general?
No, that is a continuous trend what we are seeing in the last six quarters, as we are increasing the headcount, and that's the reason the employee cost is going up.
Okay, so we can expect it to be around 3500 crores as a base now. 3500 lakhs.
Yeah.
Okay. My second question is...
So, this quarter is about around 29 crores.
This quarter is around 3497 lakhs, right? Employee benefit expense?
Yeah, I'm just seeing the standalone. You're talking about the consolidated.
Yes. Okay. My second expense is, you know, on a longer term, 3-5 year basis, how much can we expect our R&D expense as a percentage of sales to be? Because it has gone up over the years.
If you see in the last 5 years, we have spent close to 200 crores. Year on year, it's coming up to like 5 to 6% of our total revenue. So I think this will continue, and going forward, the trend will continue. Further, it may go up.
Okay. Any views on new genetically modified seeds that can be allowed in the market by the government? And when can we expect that to happen?
As of now, we are not working on any genetically modified crops. Working in the sense, we are not developing any technology for that. We are dealing cotton crop, which is only one crop, which is genetically modified crop. But recently, they had a argument in the Supreme Court regarding the mustard, genetically modified mustard, but the judgment is reserved. Based on the judgment, new technologies may come for it, and the government is favoring for new technologies. I think... if that is cleared, most of the technologies will come to India.
So how quickly can we ramp up in case of mustard or a maize or any crop that is allowed GM?
So the technology is already available. The technology is already available outside of the country, and most of the trials are also done in India. So once it's approved, it may take 3 to 4 years to get introduced.
Okay, 3 to 4 years. Okay, that's a good comment. Okay, my other question was, can we expect the promoters to participate in this buyback?
Yeah, our offer says that even the promoter will participate in the buyback.
Okay.
To what extent, that will decide later on.
That will decide later on. Okay. You know, I just wanted to understand this accounting query. You know, what is the difference between your CWIP and your biological assets? Because, you know, you have classified them as both in the current...
Biological assets are the crops which are, the standing crops which are there in the field.
Okay.
When we give it for the production, some stock will be there on the field, so that we call it a biological asset.
Okay. And then the RM, CWIP and finished good will be what assets?
So that which is already received in the plant, we can physically see that.
Okay, understood. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Yash from Dante Equity. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to know the contingent liabilities for the tax issue. That
you're not audible. Your voice is...
Sir, can you please speak for the wanted
to, I just wanted to know if there is a retrospective tax on tax contingent liability.
What extent are we covered?
Yes, sorry, we lost your audio in between.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, if we have a retrospective tax on our contingent liabilities for the case that's going on, till what extent are we covered?
So what do you mean by retrospective? We have one case which is going on, which is already disclosed to the exchanges and is already mentioned in the annual report. That's the only thing which is which we're having as of now. Any other thing comes in, is definitely disclosed.
Yes, so what is the extent of liability if we lose the case?
So that we have given, like for 1 year financial year, the demand was like for 65 or 70 crores. I don't remember exactly, but that we have already mentioned in the annual report. You can, for that reference, we can get it.
Yeah. Also, are you sticking with the growth guidance of 12 to 15% consolidated profit? And the 12 to 15% consolidated profit growth, does that include the buyback EPS growth or not?
Sorry?
Does the 12 to 15% you've given a guidance, right? 12 to 15% consolidated profit growth.
Yes.
Yeah. Are you still sticking by that guidance?
Yeah, we that's a long-term guidance what we are given to for that. We need to see. We still go with the same thing.
Okay, okay. Thank you. I'll just come back in queue.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Sanjeev from Bell Ladder. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for taking my question. It was regarding the rupees 1 lakh crore allocation that the government has done regarding the agricultural sector and R&D. Do we stand to benefit from this initiative, sir?
Sorry, I'm not able to understand.
No, I was asking about the government allocation of 1 lakh crore in the budget regarding agriculture. So do we expect to benefit from this initiative? That's what, and how
definitely anything yeah. Anything in agriculture will definitely get benefited, may not be directly, but a lot of indirect benefits will be there. If you can give farmers subsidy, or if you can provide some sort of an irrigation facilities or some sort of a logistics or to maintain processing anything in respect to agriculture, definitely that will help us indirectly. As the farm income goes up, definitely they will effort for good sake.
Right. That's it, sir, from my side, and all the best.
Thank you. Next question is from Lano Dhruv from Fluid Aura. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for taking my question. I just wanted to understand by what time are you expecting the buyback to?
So we already given the postal ballot. The results are on February 8th. Once we get the shareholders' approval, after that it may take another 1 month's time. So most probably it will complete by March 10th, in and around that March 10th.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical. Please go ahead.
So firstly, thanks a lot for the sixth consecutive buyback and the highest ever buyback in our history. So thank you very much.
Sorry to interrupt you. Can you please speak through the handset?
So thank you very much for the sixth consecutive buyback, which is the largest in our history. I want to thank you on behalf of all the shareholders for the buyback. Now, sir, the concern is that, sir, you are constantly mentioning that we hope to grow by 10-15%, but we, in the 9 months also, we grew by less than 4.5%, which is less than the rate of inflation. Sir, so till when do you think we can again come back to our growth path?
So, given a growth of 10-12% as a long-term growth, still I'm very much confident that if you take the long-term growth, that will match. But based on the seasonality, a year or two, we may lose it, but on a long-term basis, we'll grow in that fashion.
Sir, also wanted to understand that, sir, what is our market share in cotton seed in this financial year?
We have close to like 16% market share, 14 to 15% market share for cotton.
Sir, also, sir, in FY15, we used to have 12% market share in pearl millet. Sir, so what is the status of this now?
Yeah, we are working on pearl millet. There are very good pipeline hybrids in pearl millet. We think that we can get back market shares and much higher market shares what we used to have earlier. We are pretty bullish on pearl millet, and we are already testing couple of hybrids which are doing well. We can expect pearl millet sales coming in the next years.
So what is our market share in the current financial year?
As of now, it's very low. It's like 2 to 3%, not more than that. But we have huge scope to grow in that area.
Sir, now the thing is that in our revenues are flat since FY15. But sir, if we see our R&D expense has increased from 12 crore to 63 crore. And sir, similarly, if we see our employees have increased from 814 to 1275. And so similarly, our sales promotion, farmer meeting expenses, staff and dealer meeting expenses, everything has gone up. So now the thing is that we are spending more on everything. Then, sir, why are we unable to get the business?
So, if you see the 14-15, the mix was like more than 75% was from cotton. The other crops contributed only 20-30%. The scenario was different. The margins are pretty high in cotton earlier, 35%. But right now, if you see the cotton margins are like only 15% odd. And if you see the present composition, cotton hardly contributes 35%. And we are growing in all other crops except for cotton, where we are declined. So that's the reason that that's for flattish revenues and being normal for the last 10 years. But if you see other crops, if you take minus cotton, we are growing in each and every crop. The other thing regarding the cost, it is quite visible that how much we are spending in R&D. We have increased our headcount. We have increased our our network. We have more dealers now than what we used in 2014-15. But as we said, we are working for the future. We are pretty confident about our product pipeline, and what we are spending now, that will be reflected in the future growth.
Thank you. So the line for the participant dropped. We move to the next participant. Next question is from the line of Rohan from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Sir, lately our market share in cotton in Andhra Pradesh and Telangana has decreased. So whom have we lost our market share to, and what can we do to recover that market share? Do we have any plans to recover our market share?
So basically across India, the majority of the market share was taken by Rasi. All other companies. Here also Rasi is the main player, and we are pretty confident about, as I said earlier, we are pretty confident about new pipeline hybrids where we can think that we can get back our market share going forward in cotton as well.
Rasi is a market leader.
Yes.
Okay. And lately we are also having issues with illegal cotton seed. So how big is illegal cotton seed as a market?
As a percentage, it remained same over the years, like 8 to 10% that remained same for over the years. But going forward, once the new technology comes in, we might not see this illegal cotton.
Okay, so
I think that will remain sideways for next year or two as a percentage.
Okay. And then it can reduce.
Sorry?
And
after audible, can you please speak for the handset?
Okay, yeah. Wait a minute. Am I audible now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for a year or two, the market share of illegal will be sideways, but afterwards it can reduce.
Now, what I mean to say is that as the technologies are pretty old, they sound like BG2RRF illegally is already available. What they say is already available in the market. That's the reason we are seeing illegal cotton. Once a new technology gets into the place, then we don't see this type of illegal cotton coming in.
Okay, so another question is that what are the challenges you are having in scaling vegetable business? Because in last 2 years, it has not grown very highly, but you are lately saying that you want to double it up or grow 25-30% in 3 years. So what are the actions you are going to take? What are the new hybrids you are going to bring? In vegetables.
If you recollect, what we are saying is that in vegetables, we'll grow at year on year at 20-25% for the next 5 years. For last year, we were a bit flattish. I mean, just we just grew by 8%. This year, we are grown by almost like 10-12% compared to previous year. But as I said earlier, because we are more dependent on season and climatic conditions, some years might be good and some years might not be. But as a long term,
we see that we'll attain that 20-25% growth over a 5-year period of time. That we are pretty confident, and we are already seeing the results for that.
Okay. And on export side, what are the geographies that you are targeting for export? And have you created any crop or vegetable portfolio that you want to focus on in export side?
Yeah, basically in vegetables, we are concentrating on goats, tomato, hot pepper, and okra. So these are the crops we are already exporting also. We have done 1 or 2 crores of export of vegetables this year as well. So, and if you see, our export sales have increased compared to the previous year. We are concerned in countries like neighboring countries, especially Bangladesh, Nepal, the other countries like African countries, and countries like Indonesia, Thailand.
So, are you also focusing on field crop side for exports? Because America is a
yes. Basically in crops like basically we are mainly focused on crops like rice, maize. These are the two crops which are there in the countries where we are operating, and we are targeting those markets.
And how big, including
vegetables as such? This year we have done sunflower also. Yes, we have sent sunflower to Tanzania. I don't think that might come next year because it's a one-time sale what we have done. And that's a government order. If further going down the line, if we get a government order of that size, we can do. But otherwise, if you take that out of the entire export sale, from 20, we'll be having that 45-50 crores of export this year, minus government sale.
Okay. And in next 3 to 5 years, how big can export be for us in revenue size, like how big it will contribute?
What we have seen is that export from the last year, it was around 20-25 crores, 20-20 crores of exports. We see like in the next 5 years, it should cost more than 100 crores.
Okay.
In the next 3 to 4 years.
Okay. Yeah, that's it from my side.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital Partners. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Mithun, we are likely to end this year.
Ankit, your audio is not clear.
Yeah, Mithun, is it better now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we are likely to end this year with sales of around 1150 crores. You know, and almost assume the sales which we had done in 2015. So, Mithun, from here on, will it be possible to reach 2,000 crore kind of revenue over the next 3 to 5 years? And if yes, you know, which all segments are expected to contribute towards the delta of 8,500 crore?
From here, taking the base year of 24, up to by 2030, we can easily buy like 2,000 crores. We have very good pipeline, and as I said, these are the three main crops, field crops like cotton, maize, and rice, and other crop vegetables. These four will contribute to the majority of the growth. And in the, all the crops what I mentioned above, we have very good pipeline coming up. We have very good hybrids which we are already trialing. So we are pretty confident that we can go back to our main market share, and we can further increase our market shares also. From here on, 2,000 crores looks quite possible and not far away.
But if you look at it,
hello? Can you be a bit louder?
Yeah, sure. So if you look at it, you know, cotton sales, cotton, of course, because of the price control, the revenues have fallen. But even our volumes have not grown over the past 7-8 years. Even if I look at maize, there is hardly any, you know, growth in volumes that we have seen in maize. And revenue also in 2015 was around 160 crores, which last year was around 230 crores. So, you know, how, what efforts are we taking to, you know, grow these two segments, cotton and maize specifically, so that, you know, our revenue can touch the guidance that you have?
If you see maize, it was like 130-140 crores at that particular time. I just need to check it out, 140. But right now it's like 240-250 crores. It's 250 crores. And if you take rice,
Rice was hardly 20-30 crores at that particular time. Now it's more than 225 crores. Vegetables, we were zero. Now we will be closing around 50-55 crores of vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
So except for cotton, all other crops we have grown. And mm-hmm. we are very confident that we'll grow going forward. Cotton, one thing, one, the acreages were down. As I rightly said, because of the price control order and all other things, the margins were down in cotton. The overall acreages were down, and over and above that, we lost some market share in cotton. So three contributed for a decline in cotton. But going forward, what we see, we have very good hybrids. We have in our pipeline, we are already testing a couple of hybrids in Northern India also, which is doing well, and a central base also. So in the next 3 to 5 years, we think that we can get back our market share what we used to have earlier, like the 20-odd% market shares. And we are pretty confident about that.
Okay. Cotton we can understand, but you know, even in maize, we haven't done well over the past 7-8 years.
So maize, I just need to check it out. Maize like one for 140, 150 crores to 250 crores.
Around FY25, and we'll lose somewhere around 150 crores this year. It was around 160.
So if you see that was 1 year where we had done juice sales. That was in 2013-14. After that, it came down. But the portfolio has also changed now. Earlier, the entire market share was in Karnataka and Andhra.
Mm-hmm.
Combined Andhra. But now we are expanding across India, and our market shares are up. And we're all moved to single crop hybrids.
Okay. What is the market size of rice seeds in rice seeds and vegetable seeds in India?
Market size like 8% is like hybridization. You can see like 55,000 tons of rice, 55,000 to 60,000 tons of rice.
Okay.
Of hybrid rice.
Okay. And
vegetables, the market size is close to 2,500 to 3,000 crores, slightly above than that.
Okay. Because, you know, even in vegetables, although, you know, we were hardly present in vegetables in FY15, but, you know, over the last 7-8 years, our sales have hardly grown to, you know, let's say we'll end up this year with somewhere around 60 crores. So, you know, although, you know, this has grown from, you know, nil to 60 crores, but it's... impact on our overall revenues hasn't been that significant. So,
one thing, see, as I said earlier, cotton has contributed to 75% of the total sale in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
75% of the sale. That has come down to 35 now as a percentage. You can see the growth in other crops.
Yeah.
That's the main difference as of now. But if you see any crop portfolio minus cotton, they have grown in a good pace. As going forward, you can see that what is the amount what we have spent in the last 5-6 years in terms of the R&D or in terms of the headcount, we have in terms of the increase the market presence, increasing the network, setting up the facilities, processing facilities. And if you see the grower base of more than 1 lakh farmer, 1 lakh acres, so that shows how fast we are growing in all the crops except cotton. But as cotton is a major portion, as for the company and for the industry as well. So from the cotton also will grow from, will go in the next years to come. So that the entire growth will come as a, going forward.
Okay. Thank you, Anish.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Udaya Prakash from Value Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. My first question is regarding the export market. You already answered it.
Uday Prakash, can you please speak through the handset?
Yeah, am I audible right now?
Can you come a little closer to the phone?
Yeah, am I audible now?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Sir, I know that you already answered the question on exports, but if you could give us a number on what is the contribution of exports to total revenue on a 9-month basis, and what is the growth to? Year on year.
So for the 9 months, we have done around 40-odd crores, I think, exports right now. I just need to check this figure. But it was for the entire year, it was 22 crores last time. It is almost like double this year, 40 crores. We will end up in between, like overall for the years, it will be around 55 to 60 crores of exports because some orders are pending. So we'll do that. Out of which 15 to 20 crores of exports are a one-time sale, as I said earlier, for the, what we have done in sunflower. We have shipped one to Tanzania. That may not come next year. But overall, as a, on an overall basis, we are like by like 75-80% more than last year.
Thank you. So the line for the participant dropped. A request to all the participants, please use handsets while asking a question. The next question is from the line of Sandeep Abange from LKP Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi sir. Thanks for the question. So I had a question regarding your growth in the from the non-cotton space. So as you can see, the overall non-cotton volumes. Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, yes, can you hear me?
Yes, yes. Master.
Yeah, I'm saying I had a question regarding non-cotton volumes. So your non-cotton volumes have grown significantly in the past 5 years, mainly in the hybrid rice and in vegetables as well as selection rice. So just wanted to have an outlook going forward, like how big are we seeing in terms of the non-cotton space? So currently it is contributing around 65%. Are we expecting similar kind of contribution going ahead, like in next 2-3 years, or it will like go past 65%? How is it?
So what we see is that, as we were telling earlier, cotton should contribute in between the 30-35%, because cotton is a very big market. And from the base where we are right now, I may not comment upon a year or two, but down the line, we have a huge scope to bring cotton also. So I don't think the composition will change much. It will be in that 70-30%. 30 will be around cotton and 70 will be non-cotton.
Okay. And secondly, I have questions.
As we see growth in cotton also, that's the reason we say that cotton will also contribute to that 30% going forward.
Okay, so we can expect a 70-30 kind of ratio going forward, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and secondly, I had questions regarding your margins in terms of your like vertical wise. Like, do you, can you give some clarity on your margins in hybrid rice, maize, vegetables? Like you say in cotton, you have 15% approximately margins in cotton. So, can you give some like a ballpark number in terms of margins in your verticals, like if you can give us some idea.
If you see our EBITDA margins are in between the 27-28%.
Right.
This is the last 4-5 years in between 27-30%. So in cotton, we are in between the 15-18% margins.
Okay.
And non-cotton segment will have the 35-40% segment.
Okay. So like,
each crop, even in each crop, each hybrid has got a different margins. So overall, I'm just giving it benchmark of the 35-40% EBITDAs.
Okay. And is that, do we have high margin in hybrids, hybrid rice and vegetables, or is it kind of in the similar space?
Usually the margins are a bit high in vegetables, but the volume is very low. As of now, we are operating at a separate division, so the expense are also pretty high. Once the volume goes up, once the price goes up, then once the sales goes up, then the chance of margins going up are pretty high.
Okay. And I'm just ending in the same like in the same verticals, like how is the overall market share, like in hybrid rice, selection rice, or maize, if you can give some clarity on that?
Maize, roughly we have 8-9% market share. Hybrid rice, we are more than 10% market share as of now, 10-11% market share. In selection rice, we have other 10% market shares, 10-12% market shares.
Okay, so that's very helpful. And overall, how is the realization in terms of value growth as well? Like, are you seeing good value growth in across your non-cotton portfolio? How, like, in just wanted to take a view on the value growth. How is the value growth doing?
Volume growth?
Value growth, like, volume growth, I'm not talking about volume growth. I'm talking about the value growth, the realization growth in your realizations across your non-cotton portfolio.
So as I said, that we work on margin in between that 35% to 40%, in between 30% to 40% are crops. So that will remain same going forward also. But if as most of the costs, if you see the headcount and if you see the R&D expense are pretty high, even the depreciation are pretty high. Once the sales volume goes up, definitely the margins will be slightly 2-3% better than what it is right now.
Okay, okay. And just one question on the follow-up and other participant that you have given a guidance of 2,000 crore in the next 5 years. Like almost double.
Can you be a bit loud?
Yeah, you have given a guidance of 2,000 crore by FY 2030. So in that, like what we have seen in FY 2015, you had a major contributor, cotton. But right now, you have quite diversified. So, are we expecting the non-cotton portfolio to majorly contribute to that 2,000 crore revenue? And as well as exports, like you said, exports would be around 100% and all. So, how much would be the split of domestic and export, and how much would be the cotton and non-cotton? Like, on the 2,000 crore revenue.
So majority of that will be domestic one. We see at least like 7 to 8% from the export market, like around 150 crores from the export market. But as I said, the composition will be 30-70%. Scenario, 30% will be from cotton and 70% will be non-cotton.
Okay, great, great. Thanks for answering the question. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Amit Doshi from Care Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Sir, recently there has been news about this maize in focus going to for this ethanol production, and there's news that sugarcane farmers are also shifting to maize crop. So do you see anything on the ground, and would just want to have your comments overall on that and impact on Kaveri?
So maize is a very good crop for both in terms of our climatic conditions and in terms for the farmers. And with the ethanol coming up, as of now, the estimated like 1/3 of the total production, if is required, if all the plants are commissioned. And going forward, we see that maize acreages may go up, and the that will help definitely Kaveri, because we are one of the major players in maize. So that will definitely help Kaveri also. And if maize crop will definitely go up, and that will help Kaveri.
Okay. And do you see that thing changing on the ground in terms of farmers shifting their sugarcane crop to the
maize? It's too early, because the plants need to be commissioned, but down the line it will definitely go.
Okay, okay, okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, and wish you all the very best.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Madhurati from Counter Cyclical. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. Sir, I wanted to understand the affair with Movie Vidu, when they're saying that they will also double.
Sorry, I'm not able to hear you. Your voice is breaking.
Hello.
Madhur, may I request you to come in a better reception area? I believe network is not clear at your end.
Sorry?
The network is not good, sir. Your voice is breaking.
My network?
Yes, sir.
Oh, sorry. Is it okay now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sir, so I was saying, I hope my voice is audible now.
Yes.
Yes. Sir, so I was talking about a news article which appeared recently, which said that Nuzi Vidu Seed will double their revenue in 5 years, and they hope to recoup their lost market share in cotton from 15% now to 30%. Sir, and we are also more or less talking about the same thing. Sir, so, I mean, everybody cannot take market share because the market is constant. Sir, so basically, what edge do we have vis-a-vis the competition? And sir, what has changed that in the past 2 years that market share that we have lost in cotton, what gives you confidence now that this will get reversed?
So in terms, I may not comment over the other companies about the projections and what they do, but coming back to Kaveri, we are pretty confident about our hybrids. the entire projection base or entire comment what we are doing as of now is only on the base of the hybrids which are there in the pipeline. So we, by seeing the performance of the pipeline hybrids, we are pretty confident that we can go to those levels.
Okay. And sir, there was an news article regarding the Cotton Association telling that the seed production would be 30 to 40% less in this cotton season, in this kharif season. So do we see an impact of that on our seeds?
I may not say like 30 to 40% down, but this is slightly compared to last year production, overall cotton is down. Down for this year, but going forward, even I see the same issue for the next year as well, because we see a shortage in the seeds.
And so, what about our production?
As of now, we have not received the entire production. Even we will be also shortage of that seed, but as of now, we are still receiving in the seed, and we are testing the quality of it. Once we get that report, definitely we'll let you know. By next quarter, we'll give a clear picture for that.
So do we have some
but as of now, initially what we say is that even our production got impacted, that we were saying for the last two quarters, to what extent that we need to see.
And sir, do we see some kind of price spike in this year, kharif season, as well as the next year when the production will be down?
I don't know. Again, it's all again the government need to decide, the central government need to decide on the pricing. We need to see that. Definitely production costs and everything has gone up. So in that view, the price also need to go up.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Mohammed Patel from Care Portfolio. Please go ahead.
Hi. Can you give some more qualitative details on the products in the pipeline, both cotton and non-cotton?
So this year, the entire production, both cotton and non-cotton, got affected this year. But in non-cotton, we have enough inventory, enough production. We have planned it at different locations, so we were quite safe when compared to industry. But in cotton, the areas are very limited. We got affected in cotton production. To what extent only then after down the line, next 1 to 2 months, we can get to know. Because as we are yet to receive the stock and we need to test for the quality, then only we can get to know. But for sure, we have been impacted. To what extent, that I can give in the next 4 or 5 weeks later.
So you are saying that FY25, the cotton sales could get impacted because of this?
Yeah, definitely. To what extent, I don't know, but whether we'll have the same level of production or slightly above or lower, 5-10%, that we need to see.
Okay. Can you give some more details on the pipeline, both cotton and non-cotton, based on which we are confident of growing?
So we have a very good pipeline hybrids, both cotton and non-cotton segment, in all the crops, in fact, like... We in different zones, as I said earlier, we have tested one in Northern India, one in Central India. So we see a good performance as of now, and we are pretty confident about that.
Can you share the number of products in pipeline for cotton and non-cotton?
So that's a different thing, because there are n number of products, so only one or two will be there. So once we launch officially, we can sell the number of it.
Okay. And the next question is, how many products have we launched in FY24?
I just need to take the figures, but across the crops, we have done like 12 to 14 products across.
Okay. And how much do we expect on a...
We need to check on that number. Usually, we don't track that number, how many products, because we have got like 8 to 10 crop portfolio. For example, only in vegetables, we have 10 crops. So each crop will have different hybrids in different segments. So usually we don't track that numbers.
But do we expect to launch more than 12, 15 products on an annual?
No, that's a minimum number what we test every year. That's just a minimum number what we do every year. So tracking that number is not, that will not give any figures as such.
Okay. So I just wanted to understand, so out of this 4% growth that we have done in the 9 months, how much of that would have come from the new products?
No, that we have already given in the presentation. Each crop has got a different contribution. What we see is a new introduction, new products. Everything has contributed more. And each crop details we already shared in the presentation.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Sandeep Abange from LKP Securities. Please go ahead.
Just I had a follow-up question on the size of the market. Like, can you give a number in terms of how big is the unorganized market, like, versus the organized one in the seed, hybrid seed market?
So overall Indian seed market, they are estimating around 55,000 to 60,000 crores. Out of which hybrid seed market, most of that is an organized market, is like around 22 to 25,000 crores.
Okay, so almost half of it is organized and half is unorganized.
Yeah, basically the unorganized market is there in varietal crops.
Okay.
Wherein unorganized in the sense like the farmer reuses his own seed, but as you see in the last 15 years, the seed replacement ratio has also gone up to 60-65 levels from 20-25% levels. So they are all moving to the organized markets.
Okay, so what is the seed replacement rate in the non-cotton portfolio, like across your non-cotton portfolio?
No, only in varieties we talk about seed replacement ratio, whereas in hybrids there are 100% seed replacement.
Okay, 100%. Okay, fine. And just to understand the hybrid penetration of like you mentioned in hybrids rice, the hybrid penetration is still 6 to 8%, between 6 to 8%. But what is the status for non-cotton portfolio? How is the hybrid penetration in that area?
So rice is also year on year increasing, but not to the pace as we thought. But right now it has reached like 8-9% to the overall portfolio, 7-8%. Whereas in maize, it's almost like 75% to 80% is hybridized.
Okay.
So majority of that is already hybrid. Only area which is not hybridized is rice. That is slowly going up. And there are different reasons for that, because there are different segments in rice. And we are trying to get a good hybrid which can replace varieties which are high yield there. But year on year it's changing, and we see a huge potential in rice, and going forward it will definitely increase.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Siddharth Dhan from Goodwill Warehousing. Please go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to understand, you know, what's the worst case scenario that cotton will be affected this year?
As I said earlier, it's too early for us to say, but maybe a 5-10% less minus than the previous years.
Okay. And in case, you know, I just had a question that in case, you know, there's a proper disaster or something, do we have insurance over our crop or something like that?
We have some, but not successfully done here. We don't have insurance for that.
Okay. Apart from that, you know, the rice, there's some restrictions on rice exports. Will they affect the production or sale in the year?
I don't think so, because what we are doing is very, we are doing in the hybrid market. So the exports, import, that's the government policy, but usually that will not impact the acreages as it. When we have seen the acreages in the rice in the last 15-20 years, it remains stable at that 40-44 million hectares.
Okay. Are we present in basmati over there?
Right now, no. But we are working on basmati also.
Okay. Any potential market size for us in basmati?
That potential is already there, but usually we are working on the hybrids which have got major market shares, like medium slender or something like those type of grains maturity. We are working on those. These are very niche markets, very specialized markets for that. We are doing one, but our main focus is on the mainstream.
Mainstream. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Anurag Jain, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Good afternoon, sir. My question is, in the quarter gone by, how has been the performance of mustard seeds?
Mustard is good. We have tested one hybrid last year. That's still in the trialing stage. It's still in the fields. Last week we visited, but it's good. It's doing well. Mustard is a crop which will have a good scope in India, and we are working on hybrid mustard. So definitely that will also contribute going forward.
Okay, sir. And one earlier answer I wanted to clarify on the R&D expenses. The R&D expenses are around 5% of sales, and you mentioned you expect this to increase. So at what level do you think this will stabilize? R&D expenses as a percentage of sales, at what level they will stabilize from the current 5%?
So it might go up to 8 to 9% going forward. That includes your capital expenditure.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question. Next follow-up question is from the line of Dhwanil Desai from Total Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, Mithun. Am I audible?
Yeah.
So, Mithun, my question is, so looking at your commentary in the current call and in the past, essentially two, three things are clear that you will gain market share in the cotton side. And then I think your non-cotton portfolio will grow at 15-20% all put together. So, and non-cotton has a higher margin. So I'm slightly, not sure how to read into that 12-15% growth guidance. Because if we put this all together, I think it should be higher. So what am I missing here?
So that's the guidance what we are given that right now. So 12-15% is what we see. The next 6 years, it will be almost like 70-80% growth.
Okay. But is it fair to assume that your non-cotton portfolio will grow at 15-20% because your export and vegetables will grow at much faster pace?
Yeah, that's all comes in the non-cotton segment.
Okay, so I'm saying that non-cotton as a segment can grow at 15-20%. Is that a fair assumption?
So what we say is that overall, as a company, we'll grow in between the 12-15% growth for the next 5 to 7 years. And the percentage will be like 30% cotton and 70% will be non-cotton. The mix might remain same.
Got it. And I think you guys are at 8-9% in the maize, and in the hybrid rice, I think you said around 10% market share. And we have been in both these segments for a long time. So how do we see room to increase our market share from 10% to, let's say, 15-17%? What are the levers to do that?
One thing, the cotton market itself is, the rice market itself is expanding. We may not be necessary that from the modern market share we'll take it. If you see in the last 7-8 years, it has gone up by 20-30%. And as a trend, as an industry trend, what we see, they give a growth rate of 8-10% for the, as a flat is 7-10% for the next 20 years as a seed industry. Mm-hmm. So we'll go in that respect as a company, as we are there in many crops, we are adding new portfolios, we say in between the 12-15% will be our growth. And by seeing the pipeline hybrids and by the work what we have done in the last 5-7 years, we are pretty confident that we will reach the position what we are getting at.
Okay. Got it. Thanks.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Manisha, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, our seed business, cotton seed business, might be affected due to lack of production. You told that it should be -5-10%. But it should be maximum -5-10%, or it can go more, sir?
As of now, it looks like that. As I said earlier, it might take like other 3 to 4 weeks. But as of now, initial, it's like 5-10%.
Sir, 5-10%, I think it's normal. I think every year, 5-10%... even the acreage is also dropping by 2-3%. So I think 5-10% should not.
Usually we maintain inventory. This time, based on that inventory and everything, I think that we are getting short of it.
But it's too early for me
to say, but as a guidance, I'm just saying. But I will get to know only after 3 to 4 weeks later.
But sir, if the production itself is affected in the whole industry, then the acreage should also get affected and farmers will go for other crops. So what do you think the other crop should be, sir?
Usually in the inventory, usually as an industry, they have 15-25% more inventory than required. The acreage is what it was there, it may remain same or slightly come down by later. But this time for a good quality seed, there will be shortage. I mean to say that my hybrid is in demand. I may not be having those hybrid seeds, but a different hybrid seed will go.
Well, you think the prices should go up then?
I said it's a government control thing, and being an election year, I'm not particularly sure how much will it go up.
Sir, what are the other products which we are going to for this Kharif season? Other big launches?
So basically, we are there in rice, maize, and other crops. So all other crops will do well. We don't have any issue with the inventory.
And sir, one thing I wanted to ask is that the cash on books has dropped from quarter on quarter. What is the reason, sir?
What was that in September?
It was from 787-780 crores. Now it has come to 587 crores.
We might have done some investments. I mean, say we might have made some pharma payments. Production cost inventory. We'll be receiving it. That payment we have made it.
So you are building up inventories.
Yes, yes. These are time where we pay for inventory.
Sir, what are the other new products which will be targeting in this Kharif season, like new hybrids or special products or something like that?
No, whatever products we launch will be in those hybrids, in those crops where we are dealing with. As I said, like rice, maize, cotton, and vegetables are the major crops where we focus on, and that is there the launches will be also be there in these crops.
And sir, one question about the consolidated employee cost, which has gone up by 30%. It should be something because of some temporary hiring or something like that, or what?
No. One, we have had many people in R&D. We have increased our strength to close to 200 now, and we have appointed many people across in all locations. So that's the main cost for us.
So that would be a permanent cost now?
Yes. That will go up.
So what is the reason for hiring? Are you very hopeful of the present next year, or what is the reason for hiring?
It's a continuous activity. We have developed many hybrids. We are marketing in those areas as of now. That's the reason the headcount and the salaries year on year both are going up.
So we are pretty confident that next 2-3 years will be very good.
Yeah, we are pretty confident about our business, not for just two, three years. On a long-term basis also, we are very confident and bullish on the business.
Sir, thanks for asking all the questions, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Udit Prakash from Value Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. I just want to ask if you could elaborate between what is the difference between selection rice and hybrid rice, and what is the margin profile? Is it same or either different?
Hybrids are nothing but where two different parents are involved. Selection rice is like the varieties. That's it. But these are the varieties which are developed by our own company. That's the reason we call it selection rice.
And the margin profile for both, is it same or is it different?
Hybrid rice has got a slightly higher margin.
Okay. And sir, in the last con call, you stated that vegetable, we are focusing more on vegetable because it is not as seasonal as other crops, and also the use cases in most states compared to other crops which are limited to few states. So do we
Can you be a bit louder? Sorry, I don't know my network or something, but I'm not able to hear.
Yes, sir. I'm audible now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sir, the last phone call, you have stated that we focus more on vegetables, not just because of the margin, but also because it is not as seasonal as other crops, and also the use cases in most of the more states as compared to other crops. So do we have to focus, do we have to do something special for the supply chain, you know, in order for the growth to carry three of the seeds, or what are we trying to do there, supply chain front, for the vegetable seeds?
So we have a separate division for vegetables, even though that is a part of Kaveri, it's 100% part of Kaveri, but we run it as a separate division, because as I said, it's a year-long crop, the payment, the collection, the crop cycles are entirely different. The follow-up is also different. That's the reason we have set up a new team for that. From the last 6-7 years, that's how they are running the business. That operates independently.
Okay. So my next question is also, in the last few years, hybrid rice and Tuscan rice have been the growth drivers for us. And you know, since after 2015, when the focus on cost and started shrinking. So, do you believe that rice will be the growth driver going forward too, or do we have you identified any other specific growth driver? Or all the crops that you're focusing on, we are betting on them for future growth?
So, we as a company, we are there in many crops, and all crops are important for us. But based on the conditions like acreages and conditions, these are the three main crops. Cotton, maize, rice, and all the vegetables including. These are the four main crops which we need to focus on, and majority of the growth will also come from this. Because the other crops are also there, like mustard, like pearl millet, sorghum, sunflower, but the overall size of the market to the entire seed market is very low. Even though we are big in that, we cannot make big impact in terms of the revenues. But these are the four crops where which have the growth and which will contribute to the major revenues. Saying that we should not neglect some those crops also. We are working on those crops also.
And so, sir, if it's safe to assume that whatever R&D that we are going to do going forward in 3 to 4 years, if work on these 3 to 4 crops, is it safe to assume that?
So we are doing R&D in many crops, but as I said, as these four crops are contributing to 80-85% of our sales, even the R&D spend will be 80-85% on these crops only.
Okay. And finally, my question is on exports. Can you give the revenue contribution to export on a 9-month basis? And what has been the year-on-year growth?
Sorry?
The contribution of exports to total revenue on a 9-month basis. And what has been the growth on a year-on-year basis?
So overall, the growth is like 140% like or so. The production, the overall, the export for the 9 months is between 40 to 45 crores. That is, that I think we are given in the slide in the presentation also. But for the entire year, it should be around that 60 odd crores, 55 to 60 crores. By the percentage, it will be like 4 to 5%.
Okay. And finally, this you've answered this enough, but just hope that I will interpret in the idea. So since 2015, let's say till TTM basis, our revenue has been around the same level, and that is mostly because the contribution of cotton has fallen over the years. But on the other crop also, we had to start almost from scratch, and only now, let's say, we have a very established front on all the crops. So can we say that this stagnation won't persist going forward now, given that we have good presence in all the segments?
So as I said that like more than 70% was contributed by cotton in 2014-15. From there now 70%, 65 to 70% of the total volumes for the total revenue is contributed by non-cotton crops. Even in non-cotton crops, we have added portfolios like rice, which was very low earlier. Then vegetables, which was low, we have added. So in that way, we are focusing on more crops, and we are increasing revenue in most of the crops where we are operating. Cotton is the only crop where we have lost our sales and revenue and margins. Even in these tough conditions, we were able to maintain the entire margins. If you see in the last, if you go back to those levels, the EBITDA margin was on 30-odd%. Now also with very low margins in cotton, we are able to maintain the 28-30% EBITDAs. And if you see the R&D spend, or if you see the infrastructure, and or if you see the headcount, what we have now when compared to 2014-15, it's pretty high now. As rightly stated, the employee cost itself has doubled or tripled compared to those levels. So what we see as we are adding more crops, we see good years coming forward, and whatever we have spent in the last 5-7 years, that will convert to revenue in the next 5 to 10 years.
Yes, sir. Thank you. That's it from
us. Thank you very much. As there are no further questions, I thank all the participants for joining the call. For further information, please be in touch with Rama Naidu from Intellect IR on 9920209623. On behalf of Kaveri Seed Company Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.